So when we have problems, we take shelter of Krishna. And when we don't have problems, we often become apathetic. But then we are not at the level of Kunti Maharani. You can say, Krishna, give me problems. So what should we do actually? Yes, actually, the problems are not the generator of bhakti. If that were the case, then every person who had problem, they would be practicing bhakti. It is actually the mercy of devotees, it is the mercy of Krishna and the proper use of our free will that leads to the practice of bhakti. So, some people in problems, they may take shelter of Krishna more. Other people in problems, they may become atheistic and go away from Krishna also. And some people may, amidst lack of problems, become complacent. Others may see that, okay, now I don't have problems, let me focus on bhakti more. So we can't say that material circumstances alone determine the practice of bhakti, whichever they are favorable or unfavorable. However, the principle remains that in this world, we don't usually feel the need for God. We don't feel the need for God. If life is going on reasonably well, then we feel, yeah, I'm happy here, God is happy there. Yeah, let things go on both ways. So that's why we as sadhakas do need to feel the need for Krishna. So in psychological terms, they say there are three zones in which we can function. There is the comfort zone. Comfort zone is one extreme. There is the panic zone is the other extreme. It's like if somebody lifting weights. Then if they can lift 10 kg weights and they go to a gym and start lifting 2 kg weights. You know, what is there? No exercise in 2 kg weight. They can lift 10 kg. So if they're lifting 2 kg, it's in the comfort zone. But if they can lift 10 kg and they lift 20 kg, you know, they'll break their bones. So 20 kg lifting is like a panic zone. But if they lift 11 kg, then slowly their muscles will improve. They will grow. So like that, that is called the stretch zone. And you just do something slightly beyond one's capacity. Up to one's capacity or slightly beyond one's capacity. So sometimes when big problems come, we go into the panic zone. When there are no problems, we go into the comfort zone. So what we need to do is, to steadily go on in bhaktis, we keep ourselves in the stretch zone. Stretch zone means that we take up some challenging service for Krishna. Something that is not extremely difficult to do, but not very easy to do also. Something that requires effort from our part and something that also requires extending of our capacities. So when we do that, that is a sustainable way in which we can practice bhakti. So if we don't have services which challenge us to some extent, then we will become complacent. If we take up some service which is challenging, which requires us to make a commitment, then because in that service, there are some parts which are in our control and some parts which are not in our control. So the part which is not in our control, that makes us dependent on Krishna. That makes us call out to Krishna. And if nothing is in our control, then we start feeling powerless. We start feeling overwhelmed. So we should take up services which stretch our capacity somewhat. And that way we can steadily move on in bhakti. So we don't have to pray to Krishna for problems. But we can certainly take up some challenging service in Krishna's service, in Krishna's mission, Krishna's cause. And that will inspire us to feel the need for Krishna and to call out to Him. Does it answer your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes, Hare Krishna.